Tony.
It's already
working. Welcome to Everdome! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices, Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs. Bubba Gump, B.O.'s Canadian Stations of Bearded Wonder. Wyatt.
Good day, Tony.
Brucey, Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
Oh, you know.
Golf season?
Golf season.
I mean, I see you rocking the Rogue, so I know it's golf season.
Hell yeah, bro.
Fucking chrome sauce.
I haven't seen that hat in a minute, Bruce.
Yeah, it's golf season.
He's back. I left it in Connecticut, bro.
Yeah, he's back.
Now it's back.
Otter, how are we? All right.
We are doing absolutely fantastic, Tony. We got the NBA to bet on, and guess what day it is? It's Tuesday. Guess what happens on Tuesday?
Fucking TNT, baby.
TNT Tuesday, baby.
TNT Tuesday. Does. We will do the NBA today. We will do college basketball today. We will do maybe, I don't know if Nick's here or not. We'll find out. If we'll do NHL. We'll find that out.
Nice slate tonight.
Golf will do tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
I got some names circled here.
Oh, wait. Actually, never mind. Keep going.
Please.
Shoehorn it, motherfucker.
Please tell me what was going to happen here.
Carry on.
I think Dirty Mike might have to step aside. I found a guy.
You found a tennis guy, huh?
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce, you're just going to sit there and take that?
Who is this guy?
This is the most intriguing thing that's happened on the show in a while.
Just wait. You guys are going to love this one.
Battle of tennis guys. Unreal.
All right. Well, we'll save it for the end. We'll save it for the end. last night, how were the results? I was 1-1 NBA. The Minnesota T-Wolves did not cover.
Lost outright.
Oh, yeah.
The one college pick, who would have someone, Western Illinois or something like that, they did win. They did win and cover. How'd you boys do?
3-3, 1-1 on the ice. And it was nice of John Morant to decide not to play like half an hour before the game.
That's the kind of thing that...
Like, come on. That's why I fucking quit with the NBA, dude. I hate this shit.
Dude, yeah, and to Guppy's point, I always get shit on Twitter for when I give out a pick and then I cut a promo about how some player is going to do great or whatever, and then an hour before the fucking game, he gets ruled out. That happens in the NBA. We do a gambling show. That's just what's going to happen, and I also lost that, and I had the over of that game. Obviously, that's not going to fucking hit if the biggest scorer is not going to be fucking playing.
There should be just like a deadline. Like, give us like 4 hours before the game or something, you know? I guess you can't because guys get hurt, but just normal rest. Like, I don't know, whatever. I'm just bitter. I lost.
I was just made aware by the chat. How come Torrey Pines starts tomorrow?
It does?
It's not normal. It's normally Thursdays. Golf tournaments start on Thursdays.
All right, Tony. What names you got circled? All
right. Who we got last?
Circled right now.
All right, Tony. Fuck it. We'll do it live.
I don't know if these are circled right now. Who I will be looking at. My picks will come from this group of names. Let's put it that way. Zalatoris. Finau. Siwoo. Jason Day. And May... Nope, just those four. Zalatoris, Finau, Siwoo, and J-Day.
You know what, Tony? I want Tony Finau. Lock me in.
Okay.
Where he be now.
Okay. Those who are who I'm looking at. Luckily, handicapped it already, but we didn't do the finishing touches. Didn't do the matchups. Didn't do the three ball or anything like that yet, but, well, I'll get it done before tomorrow.
Can we bring it up on the computer there?
Rom is heavy.
Not, don't worry about it.
I believe Rom is 325, which is, if you don't know golf betting, very, very short odds.
He's up to 450. And at that price, so I'm eyeing Xander Schauffele as like my main play.
I like Schauffele.
But I think I'm just going to hammer John Rom also and just ride those two. They basically
feels like when Rom gets hot, there's no fucking stopping them.
Yeah.
Hey, you're very much right.
I mean, him just adding 40 air yards to his driver while having the best short game on the planet is disturbing.
What was I going to say? Oh, maybe apparently, you know, they don't want to contend with the football games championship weekend on Sunday. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. And they probably got to go early to the Pro-Am, Pebble Beach.
Pro-Am. Yes. Pebble Beach Pro-Am. And then after that, Super Bowl, we are at Waste Management.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
So yeah, just put me down for John Rahm and Xander Schauffele is out, right?
Okay. I'm going to Sal Torres, Finau, Siwoo, J-Day.
Hopefully, still playing?
Hopefully he doesn't get vertigo. Sink?
Let's see.
Yeah.
Let me see.
You see him?
Yeah. No, he's not. No. I don't. I'm
what?
Not, at least he doesn't have odds popping up. So,
jeez.
I don't think Stu's playing this week. It's a real shame, isn't it?
You want to stay hot after last week?
It's a real shame, isn't it?
He was cooking last week. He was back.
All right. Speaking of the games on Sunday, I'd like to put a bet in. Is that all right with you?
Go on, son.
I am going to tease the Niners to 8.5 and the Chiefs to 7.5.
Smart.
Now, there is a fucking ankle in there that is quite worrisome, but
touchdown should be.
You would hope so.
Yeah, you would hope so.
I like the Niners as far as the matchup with the Eagles statistically, and I like the Chiefs statistically against the Bengals. Now that's with a healthy Patrick Mahomes. I don't know what I'm going to end up taking the Niners +3.5, somewhere around there. I don't know what I'm going to do yet for the Bengals Chiefs.
I'm probably in the same. I'm going to do Niners money line.
I know but that. Yes, we know. We know.
Chiefs. Probably Bengals money line too. I just do not believe Joe Burrow is gonna lose right now. I don't know. I'm in awe of what he did last week. To be honest,
I'm gonna pull you right now. It'd be a real shame if the Bengals make the Super Bowl and lose again.
I want Shanny to get a fucking bowl, dude. The guy deserves one.
What's up, Percy?
To that point, I think that Philadelphia has the chance to be runner-up in, like, every sport this calendar year. World Series loss.
Yeah.
MLS, they lost in the championship.
Okay, good to know. The Soul? How'd the Soul do this year?
WNBA, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, that wasn't their fucking Arena League team?
Yeah, you're talking the Arena team, bro.
I'm talking John Bond, okay? Philadelphia Soul. I believe it was coached by Ron Jaworski or maybe owned by Ron. Yeah. Ron Jaworski.
And then the Sixers could easily lose in the NBA Finals.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
What?
Could happen.
It could happen. Things could happen, dude. Okay. Anything else NFL before we move on Tuesday? I mean, we got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for
so,
NFL.
Yeah, lock me in on Super Bowl ticket. The Bengals. They're going to win it all. That's what I have to say. That's it. That's my new team now for the rest of the year.
Why is that?
Because I love Ja'Marr Chase. He's the coolest player. Or he's the second coolest player in the NFL behind CeeDee Lamb and Joe Cool Burrow. I mean, LSU legend.
Forgot you're big LSU fan. We've seen this happen.
That's hype, dude.
You should have seen my room when I was in seventh grade. It was all LSU.
Trust me, I know.
Consuelo was changing the tarps, dude.
Shout out to my dad.
So home dogs in conference championships.
Oh yeah, I haven't looked at the trends yet.
Are 5-2 since 2000.
Pretty good.
And the Chiefs now qualify.
Yes, they do. Those.
I am very concerned about the high ankle, as I think everybody is. Big Ben in 2011 tried to play on it, couldn't. Sat out probably 3 weeks, came back, did play on it.
Oh, yeah.
Gronk, famously in, I think, 2013, he got a high ankle sprain in the conference championship game and then played in the Super Bowl, but, like, not well, wasn't really a factor in the game. So I'm worried there, but I'm starting to think it's getting a little public on this Bengals side.
The line movement has definitely said that, but also, I mean, Patrick Mahomes has technically had this injury in the playoffs against the Jags in like 2017, but it was on his left ankle, not his right ankle. It's not the one he's planting off of. So a lot of people, I heard on the radio people saying that this shouldn't affect him. It didn't affect him then. It's a completely different ankle. Like your right ankle, he's actually throwing off of it. It's not his left one.
Yeah. They'll figure it out.
Those rush defense.
The Bengals rush
hurt, I think.
Defense.
Right?
Let me take a look. While I'm doing this, pull up FanDuel. Okay.
What's his name? Can't be stopped, dude.
Pacheco. Go to the NFL. and go to the stats. We got an update. It's quite a nice little fucking update on the stats. On the stats section. It's not just the money anymore.
Wow, that's really
holy
cool.
Fuck.
We got their last five. We have their ATS records. Their over unders. What a nice little addition there.
Shout out FanDuel. This actually is awesome.
It is. That is
pretty sweet.
Cincy Rush D is 9th in opponent's yards per rush, 7th in opponent rushing yards per game. So top 10. We'll say top 10.
Gotcha. Yeah, because obviously Pacheco has to get going.
Yeah, and he did last week.
Yeah.
That guy ain't being stopped, dude.
The Jags rush defense also was top 10.
Yeah.
I don't know if that helps you in any way or not, but.
No, it does.
Something to consider.
And then on the other side, I'm just starting to worry a little bit about old Purdy.
Little Brocky?
Yeah, starting to get a little worried about him. Tough place to play.
73% of the bets are on Philly and 80% is on Cincy. Kind of happy I'm on the other side. Not that I normally give a fuck about that, but.
Yeah.
One of the public sides will certainly lose.
And it's going to be the Chiefs.
They're not the public side.
The Eagles. It's going to be Eagles. Damn it.
All right. Let's do college basketball tonight. That sound all right?
Go on.
Not a huge slate.
No.
Which is weird. I thought Tuesdays were normally a bigger slate. I could be wrong. I am going to run with DePaul. Not DePaul. DePaul. They are laying 2.5. And Chirp Chirp Ball State.
Chirp Chirp.
-5.5.
I will be joining you on my only college basketball play, Tony. Chirp Chirp, okay. Maction. It's Tuesday. I know it's basketball, but let's Tuesday, go. Baby. Ball State doesn't lose on Tuesdays. I don't care what sport.
What do you say, Bruce?
Does Georgetown just absolutely stink?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they do, sir.
Right?
Bad ball
club. A team that I've been hearing rumblings that they absolutely stink, but I saw these two basically colors, and I saw the +4.5, and I said, you know what? Ship me up to the Carrier Dome, drop me off of those muddy tailgates, and give me Syracuse +4.5.
Yeah.
I had them. I had Syracuse +4.5 written down.
Hell yeah.
Cross it off. But I'm changing to Paul. It's down to 1.5, which kind of scares me. I'm going to go money line, -128 on the ball.
I hate to do this.
You're going the other side?
No, I'm taking Penn State against 6.5 at Rutgers. I think Rutgers wins, but I think Penn State keeps it close. I like LSU catching 12.5 at Arkansas. I think that's too many.
Okay.
I like Bowling Green, money line at Central Michigan. I'm with you on DePaul, money line.
Hell yeah.
I love the U, money line at Florida State. Illinois -3.5 at home versus Ohio State. I'm with you, Bruce, on Syracuse +4.5. I like K-State getting 5.5 at Iowa State. And the nightcap, San Jose State, money line at home versus Air Force.
Okay.
Did you guys see the We Sleep in May parlay?
Oh, hold on. What's Rostein cooking up?
Yeah, I'm against him. I got Bowling Green over Central Mich.
Yeah, so I
don't have it on mine.
I actually deleted Central Michigan and just rocked Kentucky to win, Iowa State to win. They're both like -240.
Okay.
So that's even money. Kentucky and Iowa State both to win. I do like that, but I did kick out that third leg. Gumps.
That Iowa State line's interesting. 5.5 feels like a lot.
Yeah. I was looking at it, and I almost was just going to take Iowa State.
I don't like to ever go against fucking Johnny Rostein.
You know? You can't really do it.
NBA. Let's go to the NBA.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
I had the Nuggets, Suns, and Lakers all circled, but throughout the process, they did get crossed out, so I don't have anything tonight. You got anything, lad?
I like the Pacers catching 2 at home against the Bulls on a back-to-back.
No rest, yep.
And I know the Celtics are on a back-to-back, but 5 is too many at Miami. Hey. I love the Celts.
I fucking should have jumped on it with you last night, Bruce. Magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, Magic.
Magic have the Celtics number.
They're on a roll. Fucking Magic. Yeah.
So, Gump, I really do hate to do this, but I like the Bulls going into the Pacers. I know that they're inconsistent and off of a back-to-back, but the Pacers are 0-6 last six without Tyrese Halliburton.
Straight up and ATS.
Yeah, they're hurting.
You going to the game?
They don't know how to score.
You're not going to the game?
I don't think so.
You going to the game?
I wish.
Maybe if Z is like, come to the game, and I'll be like, okay.
I promise you that I heard from a birdie. You definitely have an in if you wanted to.
Okay, cool. I also like.
They were. Heat. I mean, they were here today.
Yeah, I know. I know. I also like the Heat, Gumpy. I'm gonna lay the
what minus going on here.
Well, I'm Gumpy. I'm with you on one, and I'm against you on the other. I also like Chicago coming into Indiana. You guys all know how much I love the Pacers, but since Halliburton's been out, it's just a different team. They've been losing. Chicago. They've actually won their last two games, so I think they might start a roll here. Boston. Hopefully, they get off the schneid tonight. I know there is no Jaylen Brown as of right now. But +4 going into Miami, I think, is too much. And then Cleveland going into New York, playing the Knicks. Cleveland hasn't been the hottest team per se, but the Knicks have been colder than me gambling right now. So let's go, Cleveland. Okay. And then
I'm bold, Bruce.
Yeah, they have been playing very bad.
Not that cold yet.
No.
Not that cold.
No, quickly, no Mitchell Robinson. So, you know, a lot of Hartenstein out there grabbing rebounds.
But because it's Tuesday,
yeah,
there is a special thing that I always like to do on Tuesday. It's called the TNT Parlay.
Yeah, it is.
It's a money back parlay, $25. It's only on FanDuel. And guess what? We're going to go with the game of the night, the Lakers going into the Clippers. Really, it's at home. And we're going to have, this is a little more realistic, Dennis Schroeder, 15+. LeBron James, 35+. Thomas Bryant, 8+. Boards. LeBron James, 8+ boards, and LeBron James, 8+ assists. Let's go.
How do you feel about that, Bruce?
I like it. I was totally paying attention. I too have a same game parlay.
Yes, can't wait.
This one's 3-1. Little Scud missile, just right off the starboard bow. How about Julius Randle, 20+?
Yep.
Donovan Mitchell, 25+. Little
Scud missile. Huh?
Zach LaVine, 20+. Jimmy Butler, 20+. Will I ever win one of these? I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Skates.
Thank you, Bruce.
Hold on. Time out.
Okay, I have a couple things.
What side do you think starboard is of a ship, Bruce?
The right side?
Well done.
Yeah.
And the port is the left side? Yeah.
TNT Tuesdays is not a thing. Just wanted to make sure everybody knew that.
Okay.
I just opted in on it.
That's TNT Thursday. So you can do your no sweat same game parlay on Thursday.
Good stuff.
One of my items was actually concerning that. Don't the Lakers fucking stink?
Yeah. Yes.
Every time I come in here, I'm catching the tail end of Mitt giving some type of Lakers bet. What's going on?
Well, he's a diehard Lakers.
I bet with my heart, dude.
All right.
Sorry.
All right. Two, Gumps, why didn't you tell us Napoli's running away with the Serie A?
Yeah, table? What the hell?
I fucking told you that a million times.
We got a real fucking heat with AC Milan up there, too, but it is a contested two, and there's a lot of action right behind it. But Napoli is far and away the squad. Why are we not hammering Napoli? Are they just priced out of this world?
Yeah, if you can find a decent line on Napoli, good luck, my friend. There's actually, they got this weekend, they have a banger of a match, actually. They're at home to Roma. You can take a money line at -150. Although, I do not like going against the special one at any time. He will park the bus as good as anybody, my friend.
Okay.
All right. Good to know.
Yeah, I hate
AC Milan's probably getting Pulisic, too.
Are you Napolese?
Napoli.
No, but I used to go to a delicious pizza place in Miracle Mile called Napoli's Pizza. It was very fucking good.
There's a Napoli's here that's delicious.
Yeah, different type. This one was Napoli apostrophe S. The one here is Napoli's.
That was up in Miracle Mile?
Yeah. Minerva. It was just a
what's
real
that good little Italian hole
in the
wall.
So was that before or after? Oh, yeah, it was back in the
it's
corner.
Been there for years.
Yeah, it was.
Maybe 30 years?
Fucking Anthony's Coal Fire came and fucking kicked it out.
No, he's still there, and Napoli's is still there. Quite good, actually.
I hate the NHL schedule makers. Let's get into fucking 23 games tonight.
I agree. And none of them are particularly that exciting to me either.
Do you have anything?
What?
Do you have anything on the Sharks?
Dude, there's a couple bangers.
Yeah, let's roll through the bangers. Sharks
don't
and Wings.
Don't undersell the slate.
Is the Sharks and Wings not a banger?
As in
don't
picks.
Undersell the slate.
The Sharks and Wings is not a banger. I have nothing there. Detroit's 3-7 since beginning of the year, pretty much.
No thanks.
Give me how the about, Red Wings.
Oh, Brucey.
Getting right. Bruce loves betting on the Red Wings. Sharks.
Red Wings for the man in the back with the blue hat.
I got two more.
Panthers, Penguins going once, going twice.
Yes, actually. So, thinking maybe Spencer Knight tonight for Florida, although he's been injured, banged up, so we'll see. This would be his first game back from that. A little bit of a layoff. They are on a bit of a roll. 7-3 in their last 10. However, they played
Max by the rags last night.
Bingo. And they're coming into Pittsburgh now. Pittsburgh has a good home record despite their piss poor away record going forward. 4-2-2 in their past eight. I said that because it sounds better than 4-4. Yes, and Letang has been activated. Maybe he'll play tonight. Oh. Maybe he will play. Thinking we'll get Tristan Jarry at home. Give me Pens money line.
We've got.
Oh yeah.
Come on, you Pens.
The man in the blue hat also taking this.
I one? Like the Pens.
Man in the.
Come on, Guinos.
Also taking this one.
Yeah.
The
rags lubed him up for you.
Okay. Kings at the Flyers going once, going twice.
Give me the Kings.
So, the man in the front row wearing the shirt.
They had a three-game losing streak, but they bounced back with a win. Now they're looking for their second win in a row. Philly losers of three of their last five. Kings pretty good on the road, too. Not bad.
Hey.
Not bad. Phoenix Copley in that. That's the most
important. Copley's the best. Wilder at the Lightning going on.
Oh, Bolts.
Actually, also on the Bolts here, and I'll tell you why. Yeah. Minnesota last leg of a Florida road trip here. They lost the last game to Florida. But Gumpy, listen to this. I was surprised. 7-1 in their last eight against the Lightning.
Jesus.
Whoa. Yeah, the Lightning, however, relax. On a bit of a schneid. Two-game losing streak, gave up five goals in both games. However, 17-5 on home ice. Very good. Again,
draw.
Not very good against the Central Division. I just said they're 1-7 against the Wild. Against that division in general, they're 1-7. Kind of interesting.
Anyone want to lay $4 with the $4 with bees?
I got the Habs are plus 2.5.
Yeah, you want to take it?
-150. Holy,
you want to take it? Oh wait, hold on. All right, we'll get to it in a second. Anybody? No, nothing.
No.
Okay. Fuck! God, I hate when this happens. Fucking computer died again. Who the Knights playing?
The Devils!
God damn it.
This one laughed. That was
another,
that was quite
another midday noise complaint on Rude.
I'm going to go double 60 minute here. 7-3 in their last 10. Vegas lost five of their last seven, struggling lately, but they're very good on the road. If they're going to snap out of it, it would be on the road, you would think, because of their record this year. But I will take Devs.
Because they're distracted by fucking Diplo when they play.
I'm gonna lay the juice, -170, Devils, just money line.
Okay. Hey, lad, it wasn't your fault. It wasn't Texas hockey's fault. When you get tiggered, you get tiggered. Okay.
Yeah, it's true.
Gumpy has had enough of Buffalo. The city, the people.
I wasn't talking about, I'm talking about fucking Tiger.
He's part of it.
No, I mean, he's a fucking star, okay?
Can't lose that game. Can't lose that game, boys.
What about tonight? Sabre,
second highest team scoring team in the NHL right now. Scored 15 goals over the past four games. Is that good? Yeah, that's good. 10-2-1 in their last 13 away from home. Also a good road team. However, the Blues are expected to get back Vladdy Tarasenko and Torrey Krug. Potentially give me the Blues at home with dinner.
Give me the Blues.
Give me the Blues on a Tuesday. Not me, actually.
Yeah.
Tarasenko.
Only because Buffalo's tired. If Buffalo was not tired.
I hear you. Peg is at the Preds.
Yeah, Peg all day.
Ooh.
One of the best teams going right now, the Peg.
Fuck off.
No, they have won two in a row, though. And if Helly's in that, it's Helly and the Jets against the lowly Nashville Predators.
What's happened to the Preds?
They have nobody who can score goals. They have nobody who can defend against those who can score goals.
What about
goals.
Antti Raanta?
And they don't help out their goalie. Remember. Antti Raanta? What about him?
What about him? Ducks are at the Yotes Mullet Arena.
Oh,
yeah.
Battle of Titans.
I'm going to do it here. I'm going to take the Yotes at home. The Ducks, 3-7 in their last 10. They've given up 5 or more in 5 of those last 7 games. Yotes, not much better. 2-8 in their last 10, but there is something about them. Something about them in Mullet Arena.
Okay. Cops are at the Lunch.
Okay, this one's
what
tricky.
What is this line?
Well, Ovechkin did not play last game. He was a bit of a surprise holdout there. Not holdout. That's not the right word because that makes it sound like a contract. Scratch. So I think he's still being decided if he's going to play. He's coach said he's day-to-day, so we'll see. If Ovi plays, I'll take this.
Okay.
Is McKinnon in?
Yeah, should be.
Did I hear that?
Makar might not be yet.
Fucking McJesus has 40 goals already?
Yeah, he's a freak. Dude,
he's absurd.
Fastest guy alive.
So fast.
I like the Avs money line -128.
Hell yeah.
Seems short.
We got a...
That's, I think, because of Makar.
We got a new coach game or what?
No, not a fucking chance.
Yeah, Guppy, I stayed away from this one. This one's...
Bruce is still here?
No, they fucking fired.
That's what I'm saying. We got a new coach game or what?
I ain't betting on the fucking Cougars. I need to fucking take some time away from this.
Who's the new coach? They got an interim?
Rick Toshay.
Rick
Tocchet.
Yeah, Toshay.
Yeah, Ricky Tocchet.
Oh, I love
it. Cougars might win the cup.
Don't get me wrong.
Of that's hockey talk fame.
Yeah, it's just they're -240 tonight, so it's a little.
Is Tocker on TNT?
Yeah, I believe he's still doing TNT.
Hey!
No, he's not. And coach?
No, he's not.
Coach of an NHL team, Tony. What do you mean? You can't be talking.
I mean, the Cougars bench might be better than their players. He's got Foote and Gonchar as assistants.
That's pretty good.
You have Serge Gonchar on the bench. Your power play is going to be fucking pristine. Nick, I would dismiss you and say thank you, but I think you're going to want to stay around for this.
Okay, I'm listening.
I'm not sure if you know the backstory, but Bruce normally goes to his friend Dirty Mike for a tennis fix.
Yeah, I actually told him to this morning.
Okay.
I did.
Mitt starts the show, stops me during the opening, interrupts me, cuts me off.
This was the top of the show.
Top of the show.
In classic
and
me
says,
fashion.
And Mitt says, hey, Tony, fuck Dirty Mike. I have a new tennis guy.
He's got a plug? You got a tennis plug?
And I've never seen Bruce... So intrigued / offended. We haven't heard who Mitt's guy is or where he obtained this information.
Let's
so I'd like
fucking hear
to give
it,
Mitt the floor. Tell us.
You held out this long.
You don't have to give his name or whatever, but just where are you getting this information?
Maybe give his name.
You're out of your element.
You interrupted the start of the show.
Oh yeah.
No, it was awesome. During he introed me and I kind of butchered saying hi, Tony.
Yep.
Because I was excited.
Coppa shirt.
Yeah, it's fucking sweet, dude.
I'm not fucking with you.
Just trying to shoehorn it in.
All right. Well, he's not going to say his real name, but he goes by Howie Ratner.
Howie Ratner.
The rat?
Howie Rat? Oh, yeah. No, the Howie Ratner. You get it.
Howie the Rat.
Howie the Rat Ratner.
If you haven't seen Uncut Gems, you probably don't understand that deep one. Okay. But he is betting, I have to say this right.
Are you talking like Hank Marcus?
Arna Sabalenka.
Sabalenka.
To win it all. That's in the Australian Open.
Just to win it
absolute
all?
Absolute lock.
To win it all.
That can't hit. Okay. There's no way that can hit.
Well.
And if you want some, if you want some stats from Howie Ratner.
We don't need them.
I don't need them.
27, 19, and 11 right now in the soccer, or in the tennis, whatever it's going on right now.
Glory.
How do you know this person? He went to a high school around here. I've known him since high school.
Howie the Rat. Okay, gotcha.
No, Howie Ratner.
Yeah, Howie the Rat Ratner.
All right, well.
Hungry Howie.
Hungry Howie the Rat Ratner. Bruce, do you have a follow-up?
Yeah, it just so happens that I did connect with Dirty Mike today. And he said, you know what, dude? I do got one
for Dirty Mike versus the Rat.
A tasty little piece of cheese. Underdog. Dana Vecic tonight against Sabalenka. She's plus 310 and 2-0 against Sabalenka.
So you're taking the dog tonight.
That will beat this.
You're going against Howie the Rat.
Wow.
This is the battle of Bruce.
Howie the Rat's lock to win the tournament loses tonight. No doubt about it.
Bruce and Dirty Mike are taking a plus 310 favorite against fucking Sabalenka.
Plus $310.
And the Rats, winner of the entire Australia Open.
Yes, that is correct. I also like Ben Shelton plus 230 against Tommy Paul. But Dirty Mike did disagree with me on that one, although he does understand the possibility. He's just a Tommy Paul stan.
I respect everything. I can't believe that it worked out like that.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Dirty Mike doesn't know shit.
Mitt, we've talked about this. You don't need to put down others.
Yeah. Well, it's the only.
It was going against my own bet. Come on. Well, not even my bet.
It's not yours. It was going against the rat.
It's the only level that his brain can really fire on.
All right, Gumpy, any fucking footy?
Tomorrow, Bundesliga, I like Dortmund, draw no bet at Mainz. Gladbach, draw no bet at Augsburg. And our faithful, loyal Union Berlin, draw no bet at Bremen. Maybe take a money line if you like the plus money. I love Union Berlin.
Ooh, can't wait to mush that one.
All right. Great show. Good show today. One of our all-timers.
Good stuff.
Okay.
Hell yeah. Donovich is also hot.
This is what we did today, okay? We had what just happened with you guys. Okay, we had alternating fucking tennis fucking ins. Fighting picks. We had TNT Tuesdays, which is not, it's not something, okay?
It used to be a thing. I don't know what happened to it. I opted in on it.
We have fucking Tory Pines, which, guess what, starts tomorrow. Okay? And then just a normal show.
This was a look into the off season, everybody.
Buckle up.
Hey, Pegasus Saturday. Say. I think the purse is like $5 million.
And we got Brucey teasing horse picks for this weekend. Let's fucking go.
Fuck, I miss Maction football.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.